You're listening to Khan Podcasts. You are listening to the English language news of Khan, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation.
Good afternoon. It's 2 p.m. in Israel, Monday, April 15th, 2024. This is Ariel O'Sullivan with the top news at this hour. The War Cabinet is expected to meet at this time to discuss the response to the Iranian direct attack on Israel. This as the United States and Israel's European allies are urging Israel to show restraint in responding to the massive direct attack of hundreds of rockets, missiles, and drones from Iran and its proxies on Israel early yesterday. An Israeli source told the New York Times that Israel will respond to the Iranian attack, but it has not yet been decided when and how. Britain and France are urging Israel not to respond to yesterday's missile attack. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron, whose country participated in the intercepts, told the BBC that it is justified to think that the Israelis should respond because they were attacked. But Britain urges them, as the society, to think with the head as well as the heart, to be smart as well as tough. Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz said that Israel must contribute to the de-escalation. Germany's Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock said that the regime in Iran has brought the region to the brink, and now Israel must secure the defensive victory that it achieved through diplomatic means. The two are expected to arrive in Israel in the near future. The spokesman for the U.S. National Security Council at the White House, John Kirby, says that the interception of the launches on Sunday from Iran is an amazing military achievement of Israel, the United States, and its partners. In an interview with Khan, Kirby said that President Joe Biden was very clear when he said that the United States stands by Israel. We proved it. Israel is not alone. There is a coalition of countries that has helped Israel, unlike Iran, which is isolated, he said. Any way you look at it, this is a huge success for Israel and a huge failure for Iran, Kirby added. Kirby further stressed that Washington is not interested in a war with Iran or in expanding the conflict and escalating it. Well, the Homefront Command has lifted restrictions and most local authorities opened their education frameworks today. A number of cities will only reopen tomorrow. These include Beersheba and Holon and others. The ABC News Network reports that at least 9 Iranian ballistic missiles managed to break through the air defenses envelope and hit 2 Air Force bases in the Negev. An American source told the network that 5 missiles hit the Nevatim Air Base. There was damage to a C-130 transport aircraft, an unused runway, and empty storage facilities. The second base, whose name was not given, was hit by 4 missiles, but no significant damage was caused. According to a report in American newspaper Wall Street Journal, about 50% of the ballistic missiles fired by Iran were not launched at all or crashed before reaching their destination. Meanwhile, on the Lebanon border, alarms were sounded in several localities in the western Galilee of rockets or a possible infiltration of a hostile aircraft. No injuries or damage were reported in those incidents, but earlier, at least 4 IDF soldiers were wounded, one of them seriously, from an explosion while on operational activity near the border fence in the western Galilee. The soldier was evacuated to hospital in Nahariya. The others suffered light wounds. Their families have been notified. The troops were members of the elite Golani Reconnaissance Unit. The source of the explosion was not immediately known. And in the West Bank city of Nablus, it's reported that a Palestinian was killed and 3 Palestinians injured in clashes with IDF forces. Earlier, it was reported that the army forces were raiding a house in search of a wanted terrorist. EasyJet has canceled flights from Israel to various destinations in Europe, including the UK, Switzerland, and Italy, until the end of the month. The company has not yet informed the agents and most of the customers about the decision. Air India just said that it was canceling all of its flights to Israel for at least the next 3 weeks. The winner of the Israel Prize in Performing Arts, Naomi Polani, will be laid to rest at Kinneret Cemetery tomorrow at 11:30 before noon. Polani was 96 years old when she died. She was a singer, actress, music producer, editor, and choreographer. She directed the military band at the beginning of her career and founded a number of bands, including the famous Tarnagolim. Taking a look at the weather, local rain is expected in the inner parts of the country this afternoon. Tomorrow, much warmer, and on Wednesday, Shirav conditions will prevail. Maximum temperatures in the main regions, Jerusalem 21, Tel Aviv 23, Haifa 20, Tzfat 19, Tiberias 28, Beersheba 26, and in Eilat going up to 29 degrees centigrade. That's the news from Khan Rekha, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation. Join us at 8 p.m. Israel time for our one-hour news program.